Yeah, she drove me to drink. I remember sitting in the bar toward the end of our relationship. And all these guys are bragging about their wives. One guy said, yeah, my wife makes love like a gourmet. Yeah, she don't stop till she gives me a perfect Shangri-La. Another guy said, well, you know, my wife makes love like a philanthropist. She's so generous with papas, even mama. They both looked at me. I said, hell, my wife Estelle makes love like a... Well, I'd say it's cafeteria style. They scratched their heads in cafeteria style. I said, yeah, everybody come and help yourself. You know, she just had sleazebag tendencies. One time she was pushing the shopping cart through the supermarket, she had a cigarette hanging out of her yap. Some frumpy old woman looks at her and says, I think it's dreadful the way young girls are smoking these days. I'd rather be forcibly taken by 15 men than smoke a cigarette. And Estelle smiled and said, who wouldn't? But I think the ultimate came when she humiliated me in front of the community. One time when I was away on business, she called the fire department and said, quick, send a truck. There's a man trying to break into my house. The guy on the other end of the phone said, lady, you sure you want the fire department? I think you should be calling the police department for that. She said, no, the fire department. I'm on the second floor. The guy needs a ladder. Well, when they wouldn't come, she said, well, I'll fix these guys. She went and pulled the fire alarm. When the fireman got there pounding on the door, she threw the door open in her see-through negligee and said, relax, guys, there's no fire. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, there's 20 years. Okay, 5 years can go home.
The wackiness never ends. It's the Grease Man Show on DC 101.
And that's what left me... F-